DOJ's strategic priorities, highlighting the government's main areas of focus for 2013, 2014 and beyond.
As well, but it's all about Usain Bolt. 2 meters clear, 3 meters clear, 5 meters clear, and away he goes. He continues on his way towards another gold medal. Watch the clock this time, I can't believe it.
Increasing the contribution of sport to national development is a priority for the government. Jamaica is being positioned to capitalize wholeheartedly on what sports can offer to its people. This through the implementation of a number of projects and programs to be guided by a national sports policy. Many may be wondering, why focus on sport? Well, here's the answer.
Sports in Jamaica for us is more than just recreation. It is more than competition. It is our entire life. Sports is a part of who we are. From the scrimmages in the community on every corner to the curry goat cricket, to the netball matches at every high school, and to the track and field dominance that we have had over many years since our entrance into the Olympics in 1948.
Minister with responsibility for sport, Natalie Nita Headley. It is said that sport is a powerful medium for fostering unity toward the achievement of a common goal. The implementation of the National Sports Policy, aligned to Vision 2030 Jamaica National Development Plan, is expected to bring about positive outcomes in Jamaica's development. The white paper for the National Sports Policy was tabled in Parliament earlier this year. Minister Nita Headley says the policy will pave the way for sports in Jamaica to become more of a business.
Sports is a trillion-dollar industry, and certainly, as a country which has played such a great role in the development of sports, we would like to get our piece of that pie. Our shores welcome tourists annually for many different reasons. Many come for food, for culture, for music, and certainly quite a bit of persons come here for sports. We would like to be able to advance those numbers.
The sport minister says there are also plans to develop a national sports museum, the first of its kind in Jamaica, that will be able to archive and display the country's achievements in sports. She says the museum will allow Jamaicans and visitors to the island to share in our achievements as well as add to the tourism experience. The government wants to ensure that these plans for the sports industry become a reality, and a number of possible locations have already been identified for the National Sports Museum. Chairman of the Capacity Building and Infrastructure Committee of the National Sports Council, Don Anderson, says the location is to be finalized within the next 11 months.
We have a number of areas that we're looking at, number of locations, but none has been actually selected yet or even narrowed down. And we're opening up the considerations to a number of other government properties so that we can, in a very short while, identify a location and begin the next stage, which is the actual collection of the artifacts.
Mr. Anderson says the sports museum is intended to be a commercially viable venture.
It's not expected to be a drain on the government's pockets or purse. And therefore, we're building in, of course, a number of facets. There are the store where you can buy things, a gift shop, etc. People pay to come in, minimal, clearly. But the bottom line is that surely this is going to be a commercial venture that will pay for itself.
Chairman of the Capacity Building and Infrastructure Committee of the National Sports Council, Don Anderson. There are also plans to raise the level of appeal and attraction for the Trelawney Multipurpose Stadium to pull local and overseas visitors. Focus will also be placed on revitalizing the Sligoville Stadium in St. Catherine. Increasing the contribution of sport to national development will remain a priority for the government as it continues on the path to make Jamaica the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.